If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Moses said, now go up and don't be afraid. Why would Moses say, be of good courage, don't be afraid? Because he knew that they would see something that possessed the potential to frighten them into irrational speech. I'll prove it this way. We want you to come to Word of Life Bible Institute. We want you to take classes. We want you to become proficient in the Word of God. But we're going to teach biblical calculus. We're going to teach biblical calculus. We're going to teach a course in biblical calculus. So what does that mean? Bible says God will give back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. God will give you a return of 30, 60, and 100 fold. He skips 90. So you need certain kind of math to understand God's math. Two fish, five loaves, feeds over 15,000 people. Because the Bible said there were 5,000 men beside women and children. And women always outnumber men by 2 to 1. Bible days, they all had a whole lot of kids. So you figure a very conservative estimate is 15,000. Two fish, five loaves. I want God's math. So we're going to teach a class on biblical calculus. Now, I can guarantee you, as sure as the sun comes up over the Sea of Japan, that many of you are sitting there thinking, I ain't taking no class in calculus. I ain't taking no class in calculus. I had that in high school. I'm not talking about high school calculus. I'm talking about God's calculus. But you're drawing a conclusion on God's blessing from your natural fears. So if I stand before you and say, fear not, take the class, and I guarantee you it won't be anything like your secular calculus. I'm allaying your fears. That's what Moses is saying. Go up and look at that land and don't be afraid. What is he saying? You're going to see some stuff that may cause you concern. So many of you right now are suffering from that same level of concern because you constantly watch CNN, MSNBC, listen to the news, and you see the economic picture is going down. I was listening to the news last week and watching, and they talked about the unemployment picture going up. Many more people would be laid off and all this. And when I read it, as soon as I was finished with the article, the Holy Spirit said to me, but you tell my people, I will provide for them and give them employment. Before I could even ask, he was thinking about you. See, if you understood my role as pastor means that God will have to speak to me for you. That's my role. My role as the under-shepherd means that he has to give me a word to erase your anxiety because the enemy comes to fight against you. And so God says, well, I have you in this position, according to Jeremiah. I'll give you pastors according to my own heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. So if you see my role as God's representative to bring you the word of God, what God is saying is, you don't have to worry because your pastor just told you God said he's going to take care of you. So that's why the devil doesn't want you to hear me. That's why he doesn't want you to see me as God's representative. Because he knows that if you ever tap into it. When I was a child, I didn't have worries. Why? Because I had parents. I didn't know what a Pico Bill was when I was a child. That's why I was in a shock after I got married.
I started seeing those blue envelopes come with gas bill and green envelopes come with Pico. I didn't know what Bell Telephone meant. But when I became a man and those things became my responsibility, then anxiety set in and you start longing for the days when you can go back home. Well, here you are, a child of God, and he's your father. He's your mother. And your father. Why are you worrying? Well, there were times when parents have to give the special child instruction. So they use the other unexceptional children to tell the exceptional one what to do. Now, the exceptional one has to obey the unexceptional ones because they're older, not better, older. So you have to listen to your older siblings because the parent knew that the exceptional child would not be able to understand the instruction. So they give it to the one who could understand the instruction but maintains a connection with that younger child to give the instruction to them in a manner that they could receive it. I'm your older brother. And father says, tell those children to do such and such. And because you're connected with them in the flesh, you can say it in a manner that they'll get it. So I use terms like move your narrow behind, because God won't say that. He's too regal. But I'll say it, and you'll understand what I mean. And because I'm your brother, you know that I'm not trying to hurt you. Because we share a DNA connection. So if you saw me for who God said I was, you would protect me. Because you know I'm bringing you the message from God. Now, I know that a lot of you in here love me. I know that. I know a lot of you in here love me. But I am sure, and if somebody tried to come in here to hurt me, I know that a lot of you would intercept them. But I'm sure that there are 1, 2, 3, 4, I know that there are 4 that would intercept them. See, I believe a lot of you would, but I know that they will. Because not only do we share spiritual DNA, but we share physical DNA, and they ain't gonna let you hurt me. But where does that come from? It comes from family connection. That's never broken. That's how we're supposed to be in the spirit. Because we share the same father and the same God mother. And we're all God children. So God says, don't be afraid. Tell your neighbor, don't be afraid. And then he says something after he tells him, don't be afraid. Then he says, bring back some samples. Lord, this is great. Come on, bring back some samples from the crops you see. And then the text says, for this was the time of the first fruit of the grapes. Moses knew it. This kind of tells me that maybe he went and saw the land. Because he's talking too clear here. He said, don't be afraid. So he must have seen these giants, or God may have shown it to him. And then he says, and bring back some fruit. He's speaking like a man who's seen it. Bring back some samples, he says. Hallelujah. And then it says, so they spread out the land all the way from the wilderness of Shur to Rehob near Hamath. And going northward, they passed through a whole lot of cities. And then in verse 23, it says, then they came to what is now known as the Valley of Eshcol, where they cut down a single cluster of grapes that was so large that it took two of them to carry it on a pole between them. What a blessing. The blessings of God are so large that you can't carry it alone. So if God can get us from this, if God can get us from the capitalistic mindset of him only blessing me and look at God's blessing for me for someone else. Then it says, the grapes were so large, it took two of them to carry it on a pole. They also took some samples of the pomegranates and the figs. Walking around with Chinese apples, pomegranates and figs. And they named the valley Eshcol at that time, meaning cluster, because of the cluster of grapes they found. Verse 25, after 40 days, 40 is God's number of completion and judgment. After 40 days of exploration, they returned from their tour and they made their report to Moses, Aaron, and all the people in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. And they showed the fruit they had brought with them. And this was their report. We arrived in the land you sent us to see. And it is indeed a magnificent country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Here is some of the fruit we have brought as proof. But the people living there were powerful, and their cities are fortified and very large. And what's more, we saw Anakin giants there. The Amalekites are living in the south, while in the hill country there are Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites. Down along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea and in the Jordan River Valley are the Canaanites. But Caleb reassured the people as they stood before Moses, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to conquer it." In verses 27, 28, and 29, all they are doing is giving a report of what they saw. No conclusions have been drawn as of yet. 27, 28, and 29 are legitimate. So if I can use a medical, you know, kind of a connection here, this would be the doctor bringing you the test results. The result says, oh, your white count's up a little, your red count's down a little, and I see a little bit of a problem with protein. This is what it's saying right away. No conclusion has been drawn. It's just the presentation of the facts. But apparently, Caleb assesses their presentation with concern. The Bible doesn't speak to the body language. The Bible doesn't speak to their mannerisms. The Bible does not address those intangible things that make up communication. If my tone is seductive, "I love you, baby," as opposed to, "Yeah, I love you," you would be prone to believe it. So the text doesn't tell us about the intangibles, but something was communicated in order for Caleb to stand with boldness and declare, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able."
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08215A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise.